Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Ben Taylor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson scores. Avila moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mapes for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson bunts in front of the plate. Batts fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fridley. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Fridley steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, And the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts in front of the plate. Bats fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to third. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dobie hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson scores. Two outs. It's 6-2. Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Berry moves to second. Don Callaway pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callaway moves to third. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Pretty scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Ben Taylor. Lou Brissy now pitching. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne McLeland now pitching. Don Callaway now playing first base. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fridley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Fridley moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Fridley moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fridley scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Boone trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hegan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mapes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Neil Berry. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Lurchin pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. George Lurchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.